Dreamscape presents The Corpse Flower by Anna Meta Hancock, narrated by Laura Jennings. Chapter 1. Anna regularly dreamed about killing him, about creeping up on him and swiftly running the blade across his throat. That was why on this particular morning she didn't sit up in bed with a jolt, but calmly blinked as she woke from yet another dream that left a kaleidoscope of violent images on the inside of her eyelids and filled her with excitement. Is it over? She lay still in the darkness as reality sunk in. She checked the clock on the tiled floor next to her bed. 5:37 a.m. It was the longest she had slept since renting the house. A dog's barking echoed through the cloisters of the old monastery on the neighboring street. Two barks, followed by a short, suppressed howl, then total silence. Anna raised herself up on her elbows and listened. She was about to lie down again when she heard a spluttering car approaching slowly. She got out of bed and quickly made her way to one of the bedroom's two windows. A wave of unease washed over her. She opened one of the faded green shutters slightly, sending a ray of morning sun through the room in a narrow beam, and looked down into the street two floors below her. Apart from a cat waving its tail languidly on the wall of the overgrown courtyard garden of the building opposite, Rue des Trois Chaponts lay deserted. Anna scanned the houses. Her gaze stopped at the ground floor window of the building across the road. It was wide open. Normally, all the windows in that house were covered with shutters. This was the first time she had seen any sign of life in the rundown property. The dark hole in the wall seemed to zoom in on her like a probing eye. Her fingers started tingling, and she felt her pulse throb in her ears. Is it him? Have they found me? She stayed hidden behind the shutters until she'd gotten her breathing back under control. Then she nodded in an effort to reassure herself. There was no one down there. No one was hiding in the shadows. In fact, very few people frequented Rue des Trois Chaponts. The small street ran from the church on the square to the town's high street and was winding and narrow. You could touch the cobblestone houses on both sides by simply extending your arms. At street level, a sweet stench revealed that stray cats sought refuge there at night. They'd lurch and squeal pitifully in their search for company. But Anna rarely saw any people here, not in this alleyway. She closed the window and walked naked up the uneven stone steps. On the rooftop terrace, she turned on the water hose and it started wriggling on the top.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?